Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland, author of Words on the Street. LeoHaviland.com, right, Leo?
That's right, Jim.
Leo Haviland, H-A-V-I-L-A-N-D, LeoHaviland.com is the website, so check that out. You can find his book, Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. That's available wherever books are sold. I know Amazon's got it sitting right there, waiting on you to send it to you. Leo, thanks again for being here. You're really educating us on some scary news, though. And that's folks. That's we've been talking about the national debt, the implications thereof, and therein with regard to other countries, other people who hold our national debt, their own problems. Leo, a couple of things. The good news is America still, and our dollar and our assets are still the safe harbor for the world, aren't they?
That's true, Jim.
So that we got that going for us, as Bill Murray said in Caddyshack. So we got that going for us, which is nice, right? And so,
right.
But if anything ever turns, you know, you've seen this before. If anything turns, if the current starts flowing even a little bit in the other way, people will drop us like a hot potato, won't they? And what could be the implications? What could be a global debt meltdown scenario? What could that look like?
One thing to watch would be increasing U.S. interest rates. Say the 10-year U.S. Treasury note made a yield low in early July of just over 1.3%.
Right.
Well, suppose that interest rate and those related to it kept going up and up and up. Initially, people would say, "Oh, it's no trouble."
So that would be the thing that would turn the current, wouldn't it?
That would be a key point. Another would be as if the dollar began to depreciate, not just a little bit from where it peaked in first quarter 2016, but more dramatically. And many people have thought that 1986, 1987 couldn't happen again, and maybe it won't, but rising interest rates coupled with a weakening dollar, or for that matter simply rising interest rates, could cause significant international weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be paying close attention to what the Fed and other central banks do in terms of whether they're going to maintain their easing policies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I keep an eye on interest rates.
Yeah. So, all right. So reconcile that with the demand that people are making on the Fed. I mean, a lot of people are really disgusted with the Fed for not raising interest rates. And I predicted last year they wouldn't in the year, and they waited till December to do it. I predicted it again this year, and I don't think they're going to do it until December, if that. But what could the Fed's action do to impact what you're talking about?
You're astute to say the Fed is going to raise interest rates, if at all, only very slowly. However, at some point with the central banks, if they never raise rates much, and if growth remains sluggish, they're going to underline to the world that they really nowadays don't have that much more power.
Mm-hmm. They're out of bullets.
They're out of bullets.
Been out of bullets for a long time? Isn't this last round of asset acquisition, isn't that kind of a Hail Mary?
I think so. You look at not only what the Fed did all those years, but the European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan are really not able to generate much growth either.
Mm-hmm.
With their money printing.
So what do you think? What's I got about a minute. What do you think are we looking at here? I mean, it sounds like we've got global excessive debt. We've got Everybody's afraid that interest rates are going to go up. If they do, that's going to exacerbate the ability to service the debt. That's going to exacerbate deficit spending in so many different places. The global economy is kind of slow. What do you think? Are we looking at a disaster?
There's more of a chance of severe problems than most people will admit publicly.
Yeah. And we're not trying to sensationalize this either, are we, Leo? I mean, we're just calling it like we see it.
Yes, I think with the election here in particular, once that passes, that will force persons to look at something other than the political scene again.
Yeah, you're right. So look out next year. Hey, Leo, good job today. Thank you for doing such a great job of putting into plain English something that's pretty complicated.
Thanks for having me on your show, Jim.
Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of his name. You'll find him online, and go read what he has to say. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.